listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, it is Advice Line. David Masters here. And it's a live show, so I think I'm going to go ahead and take a caller, which I usually don't do at the top of the hour, but I'm going to talk to Carla, listening in Arkansas. Welcome to the show, Carla.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It seems like my family just keeps following me, irritating me, and just making me angry and enraged.
Well, you know you don't have to be angry. I mean, I've heard people say, why are you making me angry? Nobody can make you angry.
Uh-huh.
Unless you allow them to. And you see, this is a secret of life, that you actually have the power. Now, I'm just going to give Jesus as a reference here. Jesus was tormented by his enemies. Uh-huh. And have you seen the movie The Passion of the Christ?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember how the devil was there waiting for him to break?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you see, this is the beauty of life, is that when you're at your best, when everything is at its worst, that's the kind of thing that changes the whole world. And it's a choice that you make, is that if a person is tormenting you, if a person is being cruel to you, if a person is nagging you and threatening you even, you know, you don't have to react to them. You don't.
No, you don't.
So when you react, you give people permission to continue and take it to the next level. And sometimes my wife says to me about one of my my boys, you know, do you hear him? I say, no. I just tune him out. I focus on what I want to focus on. And if he wants to nag, I don't even notice it. And it's funny because I used to think my dad couldn't hear. Because when I was a kid, it's like, are you listening to me? No. What? What did you say? I thought there was something wrong with him, but I realize now he was able to focus his attention where he wanted it to be. And that's what you can do. So if you just try, do you have any of this meditation? Do you have you still a no or anything?
No.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a gift. How's that?
Yes.
You have a CD player?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll send you the Be Still and Know exercise, and then you listen to that. And you're going to start to discover what I'm telling you is that you actually have all the power. You have all the power. And once you understand that, nobody has any power over you after that.
All right.
No struggle, nothing. You just don't let it get to you.
Okay.
You got it?
But it's hard, though.
Yes, but see, I know.
You do it on a daily basis.
I know, but life is not supposed to be easy. I was talking to somebody, and I said, you know what your problem is? You are spiritually spoiled. And what does that mean? That means that people who have a lot of opportunities to do the right thing, and they don't see it. It's like having somebody that has too much, and they don't appreciate it. Life gives you all kinds of wonderful opportunities to become a better person. And if you don't take them, at the end, the good Lord's going to say to you, don't you realize that every one of those moments that you felt irritated and frustrated, I was there waiting to give you the strength to deal with it.
Okay.
You hear that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so hang on the line, and my producer will get your address. We'll send you the Be Still and Know, okay?
All right.
All right, Carla, thanks for hanging in there. Yes, that's right. That's right. Without temptation, you have no claim to virtue. So if you're a person that says, well, if only the other person would stop doing this to me, blah, 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 blah. No. You need, if you are a person that has a lot of problems, you also have a lot of potential to deal with it correctly. And I call that spiritual abundance. People that have easy lives, you know, that we watch these reality TV shows, The Real Housewives of Wherever. What a bunch of spoiled chicken heads. They're just brainless, soulless. I can't imagine people watching these shows. I mean, I think to myself, what's the matter with people that watch these? And, you know, it's like the shows that Big Brother, like they have on MTV. I mean, can you really watch that? I mean, I'd rather watch paint dry, honestly. I can't see, but I do understand why people would do it, because it's like they look at other people's messed up lives and they say, "Whoa, I'm so glad my life isn't that bad." But we'll talk about it, because you know what? There is an answer. There's an answer for everything. 1-800-866-8883. And please visit FHU.com, make a contribution, tax deductible, and write us at P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, it isn't actually Roy Masters tonight. It's I'm his son, David, and this is Advice Line. And we can talk. This is your free ticket to a better life. And actually, we're paying the phone call. 1-800-866-8883. Now, there's only two kinds of people. You have to decide which one you are. You're either a part of the solution or you're a part of the problem. And that can change very quickly from being a part of the problem to becoming a part of the solution. And somebody would say, and I'm sure you're thinking right now, how does that happen? It happens very, very quickly, because you begin to see, when you're ready, that every time you react, every single time you react in the wrong way, you are feeding yourself to the problem, which is why people feel more and more unhappy and unsatisfied with their lives. Because if you're not dealing with life straight on, if you're not, let's say, almost like a soldier. Soldier knows what to do when he gets out into the battlefield. If you're a person who's afraid to go out on the battlefield, you're going to be hiding. And then people are going to be able to see you, and they will sense your weakness and your fear. And or some people just kind of put blinders on, so they don't have to deal with a lot of things. And they don't want to hear it. You know somebody like that? Talk to them about something. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Tell it to somebody else. Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. But those people are setting themselves up for failure. And they're going to blame everybody else. So either you're willing to know the truth, whatever it may be, and you want to know the truth, or you don't. It all works together. If you want to know the truth, suddenly you're becoming a part of the solution, whatever the truth may be. If you don't want to know the truth, then you are a part of the problem. And life itself will deal with you. Life itself will take care of you one way or another. It's reciprocal. Okay? You get back what you put out. And I know a lot of you are compulsive. A lot of people are under a spell. And you're carrying with you the conditioning of your childhood and the dysfunction of your family. But that's not an excuse. It's a reason. But it is not an excuse for being dysfunctional. I was reading a story today. I just happened to glance at the... everybody knows who Bruce Willis is, the actor. And he was married to Demi Moore, and these are high-profile people. And now their youngest daughter is in and out of rehab. And it's just this terrible thing because, you know, people go through divorce for whatever reasons, and then their children suffer. And so I was reading about what the girl was saying, this 20-year-old girl, their youngest daughter, and she was embarrassed to go to school because of her mother having to go into rehab. See, it is a domino effect. It's a negative domino effect of bad things. On the flip side of that, if you really take a look at what your opportunity is in the moment to see that there's a potential of going one of two ways in your life, because there can be a positive domino effect of good things that can happen to you. If you'll only just take the right step in the right direction the first time. And then the question goes to, well, how long does it take to get there? How long does it take for the average person to take a right step in the right direction for the right reason? There's basically three provisos there. Right step in the right direction for the right reason. It's not that hard if you're willing, but if you're not really ready to do it, see, there are none so blind as those who will not see. So you can't really blame anybody. At a certain point, you have many opportunities. So I want to play, I'm going to play for you now a clip. And this is a show that I did 6 years ago. I just stumbled onto it in my archives. But it's too good to just not reuse. So I'm going to recycle myself here and play this for you right here.
I'm here to help you formulate the right questions. Because I think that a lot of times the problem is that there are so many answers that we have a problem sorting out which answer fits our particular issue. And so what I want to begin the program by saying is that it's the questions that are important. The questions provide energy to produce answers. And so if you're a person who listens to this program regularly and listens and listens and listens, yes, you can learn a great deal from listening to this program. But the test, the true test, is where are your questions? Where are they? Where are the questions that are about your personal issues that you're dealing with? And I can just give you a little analogy. When I was many years ago, a dozen years ago or more, I wanted to learn how to fly a small airplane. And I had a friend that I would go flying with. But I never did the ground school because I'm not a book learning kind of person. I'm a hands-on guy. So I had my hours that I needed in order to take a test and get my pilot's license. And I said to my friend, hey, I don't have any idea. You know, I can't, this is a 700-question test. I don't think I can pass it because I don't have the retention like a lot of people do for, you know, bits and pieces of knowledge. He said, well, there's a book you can get. It's got all the answers in it. And I said, oh, fantastic. So I went and bought the book. I got the book home. I started going through the book. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 700 answers. And then about 10 answers into the book, I realized a very powerful realization. I didn't know what the questions were. So the answers didn't mean anything to me. And I have to tell you that, you see, that's really the essence of personal change, personal growth, personal progress, is that if there's something holding you back, if there's something in your life and you don't understand why it's affecting you the way it is, then the question has to come, why? Why do I feel the way I do? Why am I behaving the way I'm behaving? Why am I afraid? Why do I have anxiety? Why? Why? That's the question. See? I always had those questions. And I think that even having questions is a blessing. Some people really don't want to know. I mean, they're interested in hearing answers and they're interested in knowledge. But a lot of people don't really want to know the personal questions. They don't want the answers, because the answers may be too frightening, maybe too disturbing, maybe too upsetting. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, that there's only two kinds of people. People that want to know, people that don't want to know. So you have to ask yourself, which one am I? See, are you the kind of person that does want to know? Okay. Then let's talk about it. If you're the kind of person that doesn't want to know, then what can anyone say to you? What can anyone say to anyone that doesn't want to know something?
Yes, and I'm sure that you have somebody in your life that's just like that. Somebody that you want to talk to and share things with and really speak the truth to. And have those kind of deeper conversations instead of, you know, how's the weather or what'd you have for lunch today? And I know a lot of people that just don't want to hear it. That's the problem today. It's just not that the truth isn't out there, but people don't want it. Almost as if it's like an inconvenience, whatever that truth may be. Until, of course, then something goes terribly wrong, and then people, oh my gosh, what do I have to do? What do I need to do now? How do I get out of this? How do I change it? Is it too late for me? No, it isn't, but it can be. It really depends. It's all your choice. 1-800-866-8883. Please visit FHU.com. Check out the Cure Stress device. MP3 player with it completely packaged with the earphones and everything. That will begin to change the direction of your life. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I have a very important message. Roy Masters needs your help to keep this radio program on the air. Your tax-deductible donations make it possible for this program to be heard. If you do not help this program, it will not exist. So it's up to you. Please send whatever you can to FHU, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or call 800-877-3227, regular business hours Monday through Friday. Thank you for your generosity.
Do you feel worried, hopeless, lost, or depressed? Do you use cigarettes or alcohol to cope with stress or just to help you fall asleep? Well, there is a drug-free answer. Go to FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Discover how to lead a peaceful and rewarding life at FHU.com. You don't have to live sick and tired anymore. Visit FHU.com today and watch problems fall away effortlessly.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Do you have stress? Well, here's some facts you should know. Stress has been linked to all the leading causes of death, such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, accidents, and suicide. Almost 90% of all visits to primary health care providers are due to stress-related problems. Are you ready to be free from stress? Call 855-CURE-STRESS or visit curestressdevice.com.
It's one of those things that's helped me so much. I mean, I started when I was 31 years old, and I'm 69 now. and I've gone through so many trials and tribulations on the verge of losing your soul to the many things that happened. And then yet, it's always been there to clarify things. And sometimes I'll be listening, a gem just shines through and it re-clarifies things.
It's time to be free from the terrible effects of stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestressdevice.com and order the Cure Stress Device. Call 855-CURE-STRESS or visit curestressdevice.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome to the program. David Masters here. Lines are open at 1-800-866-8883. And we have Robert in Washington. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure. It's hard getting through. My computer may go on the blink, and I'm calling you from a landline, so I may not be able to hear your response after I hang up, but maybe someone else will benefit from it. I have a confession. I've never told anyone. I want to get it off my chest. It's kind of a secret life confession, and I think it's because my dad is about the same age as your dad. I'm about the same age as you, and I just can't help but I guess resentment is the word. It's not a continuous emotion. It's off and on. And here's the real nasty, shameful thing, is that although he's 87 and stuff, part of me wishes, and God, I feel a bit terrible confessing. It's a terrible thing. But, you know, it wouldn't hurt me. Or I wouldn't feel sadness if someone were to say, well, your dad passed away, because he's such a very, 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 very wealthy man, and I've resented him for, you know, never helping me or my brothers and sisters out, and I don't know if I assume there may be some small inheritance, and because of that, there's that concupiscence-like wishful thinking, which is very unhealthy. I know you're supposed to love your poor. And he's a good man. Let me just say, he's a very, very good man. I always thought he was like a Ward Cleaver type back in the day. And then something happened. He was married for 35 years. My mom passed away. And then guess what? He goes out and gets married again. For another 30 years, and I get a half brother that is able to send to Berkeley,
Well, let me ask you a question, Robert.
Sure, I don't want to ramble.
It's all right. I mean, I just want to know though, is it worth it that you've lived your life this long?
Yes.
And hated your dad. Because
no, it's not worth it. Maybe hatred is too strong of a word, or maybe it's correct. It's just that I could have used some financial help in the form of a loan. I'd pay him back.
I understand, but see, what you're doing is you're really focusing on the little stuff right now. The little stuff is money and possessions.
Right.
And that really isn't what's important. I think that you are maybe jealous of your half-brother?
Not so much jealous, but unhealthy and miserable. And
But whose fault is that, Robert? Who?
Mine.
Okay.
I'll take the blame.
And so because somebody isn't the way you would wish they were,
yeah,
is it worth how you've lived your life and how you find yourself at this time in life? I mean, is that really the reason?
I think I deserve to be miserable, and I deserve my lot in life, and made mistakes. But I had the same amount of kids as he did, and I spent every dime on them.
I know. But you didn't want to be like the man that you were unhappy with.
Correct. And
But you're still unhappy.
Trash, but that doesn't bother me.
But you're still unhappy.
Yeah, and David, wake up in the morning just emotionally drained. I don't have the energy that I did 40 years ago. I'd love to. I wish I could.
I have more than I had 40 years ago.
Can you sell me some?
No, but I can share it with you, and it's just called forgive.
Okay.
And forget and move on and live your life and don't let any excuse be the reason why you stop and slow down and make any kind of deals with the devil. Because as I've expressed to you on the show,
when you say make deals with the devil,
what happens is that when you allow something to linger, such as resentment or judgment,
yeah,
you're actually making a deal with the devil.
You're
actually partnering up with the devil in that moment. Because in the very moment that you could forgive somebody and let it go, and because you know what happens when you forgive, don't you?
No, tell me, you get free.
The person you set free is you.
Yeah.
Because if you don't forgive, then you're holding on. You got to remember, it's your hands that are holding on. That other person really doesn't have any power over you.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Doesn't have any power. You are the one who is holding on to the grudges and the, oh, my life stinks because of this and all the rest of it. But I'm telling you this, is that, you know, I used to have a poster in my room a long time ago, and it was a daisy, a big daisy growing out of a cow pie, and it said on the poster, grow where you're planted. And that was my favorite poster. And because it reminded me that... Think about what I'm saying. The manure of life is actually what makes you... It can make you a better person. The manure of life is what we use to grow better vegetables. And everybody needs that kind of stuff, believe it or not. Without temptation, you have no claim to virtue.
Yeah.
So that...
Well, David, I'm not trying to justify or anything, but... What do you say that, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I could barely walk, I'm stiff and I'm pain, and the first thing I do is listen to the 7 minutes online, and I look around at this dump, and...
But Robert, you don't have any better expectations of yourself. This is what you...
Yeah, I don't like how I sounded. I sound like a complainer and a whiner.
But it doesn't matter, because what matters is actually this is how you think, and this is what you've become. Although I know that the other side of you that wants to be different before it's too late is reaching out right now. I hear you saying.
Yeah, it does. I want to blame no one but myself.
But that doesn't even work. Because that's not the answer. The answer is let it all go. Forgive. Move on.
Let it go.
Go somewhere and do a decent day's work. And at the end of that day, you'll feel different about yourself. See, everything that you do or fail to do, all...
You can't do a decent day's work, David. I'm hurt. I've been in a car crash. That's another thing why I need it.
But there's things that you can do from your home. There's many things that you could do if you had the will to do it.
Yeah, I'd like to start an online channel like Sarah Palin or Matt Drug.
I know, but right now you've got to get your own priorities. And listen, you should do that. You can get a website for, you know, $10 a month. And if it's good, it'll go viral. But my point to you is this: let go of yesterday. Say goodbye to it. Because yesterday, you know what? There's an old saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present. Learn how to live in the present, accept the present. 1-800-866-8883. Stay with me.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
this is David Masters, and I want to remind you, your support is absolutely critical if this program is to stay on the air and continue to help the thousands of people who listen daily. But not only that, people who are in prison who receive free materials because of your donations and gifts. The Foundation of Human Understanding relies entirely upon you to make sure that this continues. Please help us do what only we can do. Go to FHU.com and make a tax-deductible donation right now, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or call during regular business hours Monday through Friday 1-800-877-3227. Without your help, soldiers will not get the PTSD cure they need. Without your help, prisoners will stay in prison and never understand why they're there. Please help us to help others. Make your tax-deductible donation to the Foundation of Human Understanding. Go to FHU.com.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
I had a lot of problems from my dad and my mom. I barely survived my life. I would not have survived at all. I've been listening as a long-distance father. I didn't know who I was talking to. A kid at school gave me the phone and said, talk to this person, tell him your problem. And I did. And I knew immediately he cared. And he was the only one that I found in my whole life that cared about me. That definitely has saved my life.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
It was a great discovery that changed my life completely. As you can tell by my voice, Friday, I'm a black American. He made me more objective, and I was been able to help others by being objective and opening their eyes, lifting the veils. And he took me out of the illusions, what I thought was real that wasn't real, and lifted me out of my culture. I didn't realize how bogged down in my culture and things were. Brought me closer to God, more aware, more alert, and able to help others. And that's the beauty of it. And instead of being dependent, more independent.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
A couple more points here. So what is then the key to freedom? People would ask, what does it mean to be free? And I say that the key to freedom has to do with what you choose to be conscious of. Some people are fixated on all the wrong things, and that's why there's a proliferation of porn and distractions, and people absorbed in hobbies and each other. See? And so where you direct your conscious mind, that is also where you direct the substance of your life. See? And if you think about what I'm saying, there's a second component, and that is, in order to be free, you have to rediscover. This is something that you might have known as a child and lost. That you have a choice about the kind of person that you want to be, the kind of life that you want to live. See? The kind of world that you want to live in. And there are only two kinds of freedom. See? Number one, freedom from the compulsion to do what our environment or our programming tells us to do. And freedom number two is freedom from knowing that we are acting from programming. That we are programmed by our environment, that we're programmed by our family, by our church, by our husband, by our wife, by our kids, by our boss, by our friends, by the popular culture. Now, see, it's a precarious situation to be in because, you know, we're all social beings at some level, social creatures. You know, we interact with other people. We can't help but be affected by other people. And in the same respect, people cannot help but be affected by us. But the question is, are you the kind of person that's guiding or being guided? You see, I know that I'm a guide. I always have been. And I recently reconnected with a friend that I knew way back in high school. And he said something interesting to me. He said, you know, you're the same old David that I've always known. I didn't remember very well. But he always remembered me. Because he called me one day. I was walking down the street in my old hometown. And he says, that's you. That's David. I said, who are you? And he said, I'm your friend Michael. And I said, I don't remember you. He said, well, you remember this? And he helped me to remember, you know, that I knew him some time ago. But he says, you're the same person. You've always been a mentor to people. Even when I was in high school, I was a mentor to people. I was a guide. See? So I am one of those people who is and has been for most of my life trying to understand who I am, why I'm here, why I do the things I do. How do I stop doing the things I don't want to do? I'm constantly full of questions, not giving myself the answers. And the truth is, and this is very important, that I'm actually not looking to other people for the answers. I want to know why from within. I want my answers to come from intuition. See? Not from being figured out. Not from somebody telling me, the answer is. You know, there's many people that want to give you answers. They want to sell you the answers. They want to give them away to you free. See? And they want to hook you into a way of living with their answers. So if I could stimulate questions in you about your own life, then you're on your way to being your own person. I don't know if anybody's ever told you this before. There's only two kinds of freedom, my friends. Freedom from the compulsion to do what our environment or our program compels us to do, or freedom from knowing that we're acting from programming. Those are the people that are immersed in controlled substances and smoking and escapism. Because they have conflict with the self that's inside them, that's telling them that there's an alternative life you could be living.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Do you feel worried, hopeless, lost, or depressed? Do you use cigarettes or alcohol to cope with stress or just to help you fall asleep? Well, there is a drug-free answer. Go to FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Discover how to lead a peaceful and rewarding life at FHU.com. You don't have to live sick and tired anymore. Visit FHU.com today and watch problems fall away effortlessly.
Hi, this is David Masters. I know many of you have been listening to Roy Masters for many years and obtained a great amount of help. Well, it's time for me to ask you to help us. My dad has a little problem asking people for donations, but I don't. If you have listened to this program, if it's changed your life,
If it's helped you in any way, it's time for you to help us. Please send your donations to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or call 1-800-877-3227. Thank you.
Stress problems can be cured only by overcoming fear and anger, and never by chemistry. So if you suspect that emotions are behind all your suffering, then my Cure Stress device can really help you. Otherwise, see your doctor. Understand the sheer simplicity of emotion-based problems. You simply cannot overreact to worldly pressures and simultaneously bring forth what is right in your heart without conflict. You cannot serve two masters. This effortless discipline restores your soul to the fount of lost innocence, which, by empowering emotional regulation, reduces the clutter in your mind while advancing your critical thinking skills. With such peace of mind, your addictions just melt away. Cure Stress for Family and Professionals comes in a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet.
Call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestressdevice.com. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. Or visit curestressdevice.com.
I know a lot of people that say they can't wait to go to New Zealand, but I discovered 30 years ago that you don't have to go there to have the most amazing and beautiful experience of your life, because it's right over the California border in Southern Oregon. It's Tall Timber Ranch Guest Ranch. Lakes, rivers, the ocean, the Oregon caves, and actor John Wayne, he used to hang out there with his military friend who owned the ranch before it became a guest ranch. Don't fly 10,000 miles before you go to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon, just over the California border. Go to FHU.com and check it out right now at FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 to make your reservations at Tall Timber Ranch, one of the most beautiful places you've ever seen. Your family will love it. There's so much to see and do, and the price is so reasonable. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you won't believe. Tall Timber Ranch. Call 1-800-877-3227 and make reservations right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I know you're listening to me and you're saying, okay, all right, so what are the questions that I should be asking? I mean, see, this is the struggle, to begin to ask the right questions. Because when you ask the right questions, I mean, if you were in a foreign country and you were going to a city, if you asked for the directions to the wrong city, where would you end up? Right? If you didn't pronounce the name of the city right, or if you didn't know the city that you were going to, and you ask somebody for directions to anywhere, you have to know where you want to go, in a sense. You have to have a sense of the direction that you need to head. Do you have that? Do you have that yet? Because, see, life is a journey, isn't it? Hello? Earth to humans, life is a journey. It's not just about eating, sleeping, making yourself feel good, being selfish. Okay, those are sort of like stops along the way. See? And you could get hung up at any one of those stops and never move forward through that journey of life. So think about what I'm saying. Do you have questions? Or do you need help finding the right questions? That's my question to you. I will ask you this question. If you have a family member who has committed suicide, I would like to speak to you. And I would like to know from you how much pain you have experienced as a result of that suicide, and how much pain your related family members have experienced as a result of that suicide. And I'm not talking just people who have been in the military, because these are people who have chosen to serve this country and protect your right to be a jerk or a good person. So I would like to know, is there anybody listening to this program tonight who has lost someone to suicide? How much would you pay right now? How much would it be worth to you in terms of dollars if you could have prevented that person from taking their own life? Would it be worth $20? Would it be worth $50, maybe $100? That's what I'm asking you. I want you to think about that, those of you who are sitting there on your hands
Think about how much it's worth to save a valuable human life and to save those who love that person and who care about that person and who are involved with that person. The endless loop of suffering that results when a person cannot cope and chooses the only path they know to choose at that moment, which is wrong for everyone. Well, we want to help those people. So please go to FHU.com and make a contribution. And think to yourself and understand that at that point you're no longer part of the problem, you're part of the solution. As a matter of fact, I'll take it one step further, and that is that if you listen to this program and you aren't making a contribution, it's tax deductible, $5, $10, $15, $20, $100. If you aren't making contributions to this program and to the work that is being funded by this program, you are a part of the problem. And I'll say one more thing, and that is that you will pay a price for it because you know better. See, other people don't know better. Other people just go around fat and happy, blind and blissful, in their denial and in their with a cloud over their head. And they all have a price to pay too. But people who know better pay a bigger price. It's in the Bible. If you are one of those people who knows what the Bible is.
So there it is. And, you know, I have to say this, though, about Christians. A lot of times people who believe in God and in Jesus, they have each other's backs. I mean, if you're in a big church or even a small one, I know a lot of times people, even if it's just out of a cultural conditioning, you know, don't you see how lonely the world is now? And that there's actually a global assault on Christianity and on the truth. Be a part of the solution, will you please? Make sure that you don't let the bad guys win. FHU.com, that's the place to go. FHU.com.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Are you struggling with life's difficulties? Ephesians 6:12 says, "We struggle not with flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, the power of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm." If you're struggling, don't you think it's time you understood why you're struggling? The scripture also tells us, "Be still and know." Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know, and begin a new life. Free of fear, worry, and struggle. Visit Roy Masters' website at FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
One day I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to what the other person was saying more without being so judgmental. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download. Are you struggling with life's difficulties?
If you're struggling, don't you think it's time you understood why you're struggling?
The best advice I ever received, I told you about a problem that I had, and you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know, and begin a new life, free of fear, worry, and struggle. Visit Roy Masters' website at FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, let's see here. The questions matter because those questions bring about the best answers. And, you know, if you want to know the truth, it starts with yourself. It really does. It's easy to see the truth about all kinds of other things and everybody else. Hard to see the truth about yourself. Hard. And, but your life depends on it. Your life depends upon you seeing what you need to see. And I'm telling you that it really comes down to every single thing that you do. There's some truth involved in it. I know that the problem of diabetes is a huge problem. And it seems to be just like it's almost the number one problem. And then they say, well, depression is going to be the problem of the future. But see, depression is anger turned within. Anger turned on yourself because you can't take it out on the world. But it's an endless loop of thought. And it punishes you. See, whatever happened to you, whatever you reacted to, and whatever you got upset with, and it got in you and stayed, made a home in you. Well, I have one more clip. I want to play this clip for you because it's very important. You hear the little bit that's left here. Go ahead and play that.
Be a member of a group of people who is making a difference in this battle against evil, because that's really what it is. And it's the same in your own life. See, people, what does the Bible say about sin? All who sin are slaves. I know a lot of people who want to be better people. And I've asked them this question, and I'll ask it to you also. If you say, you know what? I want to be a better person. How much do you believe that? On a scale of 1 to 100, how much do you believe the words that you speak? Have you ever said to somebody, I know it. I know you're right. I want to be a better person. Because I believe this, if you really want to be a better person, it doesn't take that long. It doesn't take that much effort if you believe what you say. See? If you believe it. But if you don't really believe it, then it's like somebody making an empty promise. And what can result from an empty promise? Nothing. Nothing comes of an empty promise to yourself or other people. And that's that whole thing of freedom. What kind of freedoms are there? Freedom from being compelled to do what our environment, our programming, forces us to do. Or freedom from knowing. Listen to what I'm saying. Freedom from knowing that we are acting from programming. That we're being acted on by forces in our lives that are not authentic to us. When you live your life that way, you are an inauthentic person. When you act your life out as a result of pressures and training and cultural upbringing, even if you
on the surface, do the right thing, you may not be doing it for the right reason. You may be living an empty life, and you may feel completely miserable. You may be absolutely miserable, have all the trappings of success, and the more success you have, the more empty you feel. Because success in business doesn't necessarily equate to happiness. It doesn't translate necessarily into freedom. As a matter of fact, you know what it's like to be in business. Because the bigger the business gets, the more successful you are, the more the demands there are on you. A lot of women want to have a family. They want to have children. Oh, if I only had a child, I would feel complete. And then when the children are born, it's like an endless drudgery. Because the child makes so many demands. Because, you know, when people have children for the wrong reasons, they produce these children that are just like them. And when the children start being selfish, they hate the children. But what they're really hating is what they've created. People that abuse children, that get angry with their kids, they're just angry with something that they've made that doesn't work the way they think it should. Are you one of those people? Come on now. I know you have questions. I know you do. I know you have questions. And the questions are what really bring the right answers that you can reorient yourself. Your life will begin to take on a new meaning every moment of every day once those questions start to come. And you know what? There's no end to those questions. It's not just the answers that you want. Now you start to meditate and contemplate better and better questions, deeper and deeper.
And that's what the doctor orders, deeper and better questions. And sometimes just letting go and actually not having anything in that mind. What a relief that would be. FHU.com. Be still and know. You can download it. You can go to antidoteforall.com and listen to a little 7-minute recorded exercise. Or you can get the Cure Stress device at FHU.com. One way or another, that is the antidote. And until you try it, you won't know what I'm talking about. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to remind you, your support is absolutely critical if this program is to stay on the air and continue to help the thousands of people who listen daily. But not only that, people who are in prison who receive free materials because of your donations and gifts. The Foundation of Human Understanding relies entirely upon you to make sure that this continues. Please help us do what only we can do. Go to FHU.com and make a tax-deductible donation right now. Or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call during regular business hours Monday through Friday, 1-800-877-3227. Without your help, soldiers will not get the PTSD cure they need. Without your help, prisoners will stay in prison and never understand why they're there. Please help us to help others. Make your tax-deductible donation to the Foundation of Human Understanding. Go to FHU.com. Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon.